Podcast. I'm Jennifer Ann Kopiak. I'm a self-care and wellness advocate, and I created this weekly podcast to give you easy self-care solutions that will help you to take better care of yourself while you're taking care of others. Sometimes it'll just be me and you, and other times we'll welcome a guest to share their experiences and insights. And at the end of each and every episode, you will get a Take 10 with Jen tip. That's a little self-care action plan that you can accomplish in 10 minutes or less. It will help you to realize that even baby steps can get you real positive results. Thank you so much if you're coming back to spend a little time here. And welcome if you're brand new. I'm so happy to have you on board. Starting a podcast to help others with real life self-care is something that's been on my heart for a long time. I care so much about helping people take better care of themselves because I've been there. I was a family caregiver, and I learned how easy it is to let taking care of your own health and well-being slip to the back burner. I know what it's like to say, I'm fine, for so long that you start to believe it. But if you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, if you're not eating healthy meals, if you're not getting regular exercise, and not getting at least 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night as a base, you're probably not fine. That's okay. The awareness is the important thing here, because with that awareness, we can work to change it. So let's do that together in this podcast. I'll share some information here that will help you to bust through the barriers to self-care and carve out even just a little time for yourself. I can't wait for you to feel the results. Your energy is going to go up. You'll feel more positive and passionate. You'll be healthier and happier. And you will have the strength you need to care for all of those you love in the kind and patient way you want. I'm excited to show you what I've learned and continue to learn about self-care. And I hope these take care tips will help you too. So let's get started. Let's take care of you. I'll be posting new episodes every Tuesday, but this is a bonus episode. Many of us turned the clocks back this weekend, which marked the end of daylight savings time and the return of standard time. Now, we gained an hour of sleep, but it will be getting darker earlier, and that may take some of us off guard. It may take us a little while to adjust to all of that. I was thinking of you with this time change, and I wanted to address it because from a self-care perspective, we really need to be gentle with ourselves during times of transition. Research shows that disruptions in our normal sleep schedule can trigger hormone imbalances, increase feelings of depression and anxiety, make us feel more tired, and have a negative impact on our overall health and well-being, as well as on our levels of productivity. A medical report I read on this issue referred to this time period as the fallback blues. Let's see what we can do to prevent that. Let's go over some things that you can do to ease into this new cycle to help keep you feeling healthy and strong during this beautiful and busy time of year. First, it's good to know that our internal clocks will adjust within a week or so. So there's light at the end of this tunnel. To help with that, we can be intentional about staying on a consistent schedule with eating, exercise, and the time we go to bed and wake up. Routines are so important when it comes to sleep. They create a powerful signal that helps us wind down, wake up, and get quality sleep in between. So to do that and to help to support some good quality sleep time, make getting off your screens part of your bedtime routine. The high intensity light in our phones, our computers, and our TVs can really mess with melatonin. That's a hormone that triggers sleepiness. Similar to sunlight, that light stimulates our brain and can make sleep very difficult. So avoid those screens as you're trying to wind down to get some good restful sleep. Also, a time change is not the time to add any extra caffeine or alcohol into your system. Both have a negative impact on your sleep cycle, so stay away from that stuff. This is a good time, however, to break out all of your favorite relaxation techniques. So maybe you pray, meditate, do some breathing exercises, maybe you like to stretch or read. It's all good, and all of it will help you with easing through the potential negative impact of a time change. So definitely make time to do those kinds of things. Try not to overload your schedule this week. You know, if possible, schedule any really important meetings for later in the week. Avoid setting project deadlines at the beginning of this week. Give yourself a few days, give yourself the grace to kind of ease into this period. As we move into this phase where it will be dark when we get home from work, do what you can to maximize the time that you do have in the daylight. So for me, that means trying to adjust so that I can take my dog for a walk earlier in the day. And I'll be making sure to try to spend some time outside during my lunch break, even a few minutes, you know, just to sit outside or to take a little walk outside. We get benefits from the sun's natural light, even when it's not super bright outside. So get out there, even when it's cloudy during the day, and it's really going to help. If you feel more tired than normal this week, a short nap could help. Sleep experts say the best way to nap is to keep it under 30 minutes and to take it early in the afternoon so it won't confuse your sleep schedule. And here's something that I consider self-care because it deals with keeping your space safe. Get into the habit of using the time changes as your reminders to replace the batteries in your smoke detectors and any other alarms that you have at your house. I learned that tip from a fireman who came to our elementary school. So it was a few years ago and it stuck with me. So I love to pass that one along. Using some self-care strategies like these really will go a long way to supporting your sleep and overall wellness during this time change transition. So tap into all of those. And now I want to give you a take 10 with Jen tip. I love to give you these little self-care action plans that you can accomplish in 10 minutes or less that will help you to see positive results. Earlier, I mentioned the importance of routines. I created 10-minute evening and morning routines that I've presented during my talks over the years, and I'm happy to say they've really helped a lot of people. I have printable sheets on these routines in my Take Care Tips community group on Facebook, but I wanted to share the evening routine with you here as part of this podcast. So this is really a prime example of how even if you have 10 minutes for yourself, you can accomplish a lot for self-care. So the 10-minute evening routine looks like this. In 2 minutes, you're going to journal. I want you to write down 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. So you're going to keep a little notebook by your bed, a journal, and in 2 minutes, just write down 3 things that you want to take care of the next day. I also include in these routines ways to supercharge your self-care. And for this tip, I added in some essential oils, which I do love to use as a natural form of a self-care booster. I do this myself. I like to add a drop of lavender and then a drop of peppermint, either to my palms or a couple drop of each to the diffuser. If it's in the palms of my hands, I just rub them together, kind of cup them over my nose and mouth and take some nice, slow, deep breaths in and slowly let them out. And those 2 scents, lavender and peppermint, really work together to help you to unwind, to calm you down, to help you stay centered and focused. So in your first 2 minutes, you're going to journal 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And then I give you 5 minutes to preset. That means organize yourself for a healthy start. And again, don't overthink this. That's the key to fitting it in 5 minutes. So maybe you want to put some water on your nightstand so that you can get a drink of water when you wake up and re-energize yourself, rehydrate yourself. If you take vitamins or supplements, have that all ready to go. If you exercise in the morning, gather up your exercise stuff and your shoes and get that in a space where you can grab it quickly and easily. Maybe you want to grab your bag for work or any papers or anything that you need for the kids that day. get it all in one spot so that it makes it easy for you in the morning. So just 5 minutes for that. Don't overthink it. Just get her done. Then I give you a minute each for these next three things. The first thing is to stretch. If you haven't stretched in a while, you may hear some things when you stretch. You may get a little snap, crackle, and pop going in that neck or in your shoulders, but some slow evening stretches helps to relieve muscle tension and really helps your whole body to relax. So give yourself that minute and just make yourself as tall as you can. Stretch your arms way out to the side. Rotate your shoulders and your wrists and slowly bend your head and your neck to rotate that around. You're going to feel so good. Just give yourself a minute for some slow evening stretches and then give thanks for 1 minute. Showing appreciation develops a more positive mindset, and the healthy benefits of this habit will spread throughout all other parts of your life. Focusing on gratitude invites more good things to come in, and we certainly want that. So give yourself a minute, and I think it's great to journal this too. You've got your notebook there. So also in that minute, jot down just one thing that you're grateful for from the day, okay? And then in the last minute of your 10-minute evening routine, I call it communicate. And so whether it's prayer or positive affirmations, gentle self-talk is a critical part of self-care. So many times we beat ourselves up, especially caregivers. I remember when I was in the thick of being a family caregiver, I did so much during the day. I really did. But boy, in the evening when things were quiet and I should have been trying to wind down, that's where my mind started to kind of race sometimes. And I would start to go over my to-do list and I'd start to kind of beat myself up about the things that I didn't get done during the day. And I pushed all those good things out because I got into my mode of worrying, my mode of beating myself up for not accomplishing enough. And it was not the most gentle way to position myself so that I could get the rest that I needed to start off in a strong way the next day. So take it from me. Try to break that cycle if that's you. And we can break that through prayer, through meditation, through positive affirmations, and just being kind and gentle to ourselves. So grab that journal, grab that notebook again, and just take a minute to appreciate something you accomplished or pray for any help needed. It will really make a difference. And trust me, you will love having a record of those kinds of thoughts that you can look back on and reflect on. It will really become an important, like a friend to you, that journal. So fill it with all the good stuff and it's going to help. All right. I wish you all the best as we move into this beautiful time of year. And I hope that you found value in these tips to help with this time change, this transition that we're going through right now. Please follow, like, and subscribe to the Take Care Tips podcast to stay connected. And if you like what you hear, I would be grateful for a positive review. That helps to expand our reach. More people will hear it. If you leave that positive review, it will show up for more people and we can serve more that way. So thank you for that in advance if you could leave a positive review. And until next time, I'd also love to invite you to stay in touch by joining my Take Care Tips community private Facebook group. I'm hosting a 7-day gratitude boost there from November 17th through the 23rd. That's going to lead us right up to Thanksgiving Day, celebrated here in the U.S. I'll be sending you emails about it and going live in the Facebook group to guide you through it. You'll get a gratitude boost workbook so that you can follow along, all completely free, just from my heart to yours, as a celebration of gratitude. And I'd love for you to join. Look for the link for the Facebook group in the description for this episode, or you could just search Take Care Tips Community on Facebook and click to come on in. I'd love to have you there. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Take care.